It's time again for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food and beverage authorities from around town. This morning, James Norton is back again with us. He blogs for The Heavy Table, the Twin Cities-based dining blog. Good morning again, James.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to see you. All right, so you had an article recently that was really very, very entertaining, and I'm so glad that we're going to talk about this morning. You made suggestions for restaurants that you would like to see in the Twin Cities that have not yet come to be. In other words, it's sort of like
you're a bit daydreaming.
On riffing on the sort of holes that exist in the Twin Cities restaurant scene. We should start this by saying, of course, it is it's a wonderful scene. It's grown just by leaps and bounds over the past couple of decades, but still some holes that you'd like to see filled, and you kind of let your imagination run wild.
And I think some of these holes are more legitimate than others. I think I got a little deliberately silly with the piece. We do a lot of news you can use on Heavy Table, a lot of reviews, a lot of artisan profiles. I think we're very grounded. And I thought, well, let's get less grounded. Let's put something less useful on the website.
It's
interesting to try to look at what isn't there, because I think that's a more difficult conversation. Mm-hmm. One of the things that struck me right away that I would love to see pop up is a Candlepin Bowling and Craft Beer Emporium. Now, have you guys have you guys done Candlepin Bowling before?
No,
what is it?
So I lived in Boston for about 5.5 years, and Candlepin Bowling is really a Boston up to Maine kind of New England thing. Think of skee ball. You've got like a heavy wooden ball, but on like a full-size bowling alley with wooden pins, small wooden pins, and you're just whipping this thing down the alley at high speeds, crashing into these tiny little pins. You get 3 throws per frame, but it's harder to get a strike because it's, you know, this little ball moving fast. It is a total blast, and it goes really well, I think, with beer and hamburgers, and I think you'd open a Candlepin place and you would kill it.
I think throwing things at 40 miles per hour goes very well with beer.
Absolutely. They're best buddies. Yes.
Right, exactly.
Candlepin bowling. How have we not heard of this?
I don't know.
Yeah, so the candelabra was my idea for a name. You can call whatever you want. But I thought, I think that'd be a cool place. I want to hang out there.
All right, so possible purveyors and entrepreneurs, take note of this list. All right, what else you got on your list?
Please steal these ideas. Okay. Exactly. No, I would love to have one of these ideas stolen. I would love to have a place called the Mushu Hut where they just do Mushu whatever. Because like it's sort of my favorite thing to order at random Chinese places, and I'm always disappointed. It's always like this cabbagey wallpaper paste.
Yeah.
And they give you 3 tiny pancakes, which are never like close to enough pancakes. So Mushu
House.
It's
true.
Yeah.
Why do you get 3? I've always wondered this. They give you the little plastic thing with the lid. You get 3 pancakes.
It costs
makes
them
any sense
like a fraction of a cent each.
You always ask for more.
Absolutely.
I know.
Maybe they don't want that dollar upcharge. I don't know. The Mushu Hut would not have this problem. Unlimited pancakes. They'd be beautiful, house-made. There'd be pork mushu, vegan mushu, chicken mushu, scallop mushu, all kinds of varieties of it done with passion and precision. It'd be kind of a one-stop shop for like really high-grade Asian-inspired savory pancake.
Oil drums of plum sauce out back.
Oh,
just
yes.
Like truckloads of plum sauce.
Hoisin, yes. Well, and then hoisin, I think you could make it better than the really sweet stuff you squeeze out of the bottle, but you want to make sure not to do the homemade ketchup problem and make it kind of joyless, you know, and miserable. You want some sweetness and some natural plum flavor. I think you make a great house hoisin. That'd be part of the story, too. I want to eat at this place. It doesn't exist.
You said it could be they just serve mushu. I could call it just mushu.
Just mushu.
That'd be another possibility.
It'd probably just mushu and more. Because I'm sure
you're gonna have
sure
to add other
stuff
things.
Would
mushu and more.
Yes. There's your name.
Perfect. All right. What else you got on your list?
Well, Minneapolis is the city of lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we had a deli called the City of Latkes?
It's brilliant.
Right?
Why don't we have that?
Yeah, you know, kind of a Minnesota, Minneapolis deli thing going on. I just don't think there's enough good deli around here. And again, I lived in New York for a while. I got habituated on it. It's difficult to get. There are places, Brothers downtown in Minneapolis has got some good stuff going on. I like Cecil's, but there's definitely room for more good stuff. And play with the latkes. Put more than just sour cream and or applesauce on them. Move with that concept. Take it forward. I think that would be a fun place to eat.
You could combine the mushu and the latkes and have like put your cabbage and you know, hoisin sauce on your latkes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't listen to me.
No, the International House of Savory Pancakes. Yeah.
This is another idea. Someone write this down.
Yeah, I
then
hope
you really would need a syrup steward. Okay, so what else you got?
It seems like you've been on a few drives where you've been daydreaming about places you'd like to stop.
Yes.
What about Wisconsin?
Yeah, so there's some things to eat. I like the Foster Cheese House, which is about an hour and a half down to Madison from the Twin Cities. But I think you could do a place called the Ramen Stop. and it could be right off the highway. They could have a drive-thru option. They could have ramen noodles that would fit in a cup that fit in your cup holder. They'd have dumplings as well, maybe like almost a dumpling-style hamburger. Why not do something like that? And it would be an Asian-inflected, reasonably low-cost, pretty quick place to eat on the way down to Madison or Chicago or wherever you're going beyond, because I think there's a lack of diversity on that trip. There's cheese, there's sausage, there's hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot else. Taco Bell, Taco right. John's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that would fill a really important need.
We're talking with James Norton about just some ideas that have been floating around in his head, some restaurant concepts that just aren't around and that he would like to see pop up somewhere.
Do you guys have places you'd like to see? What would you like to see on the landscape that isn't there?
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty excited about that candelabra idea.
I am too.
The
high-speed projectile bowling
with beer.
You know, mine is really very simple. It's not as entertaining as yours, James, but I would just like to see healthier food that I can buy through a drive-thru.
Oh, basically. Yeah.
That's really what I would like to see. I'd like to see gourmet deli sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff that I, you know, more than just a burger, a lot of cholesterol and trans fats and that kind of stuff. I'd like to be able to get really quality things that I can actually eat while I'm driving down the road.
I love that idea, Steve. And I'm just going to say that I would love to see more places like that and some more dining establishments to pop up on the east side of St. Paul. We have the St. Paul
Good
Strip
point.
Club. We have Ward 6.
Yep.
There are some other places around that are fun to go to, but I just want to see more come to that side of the city.
I think that's fair, although you are lucky with the strip club. That's one of my favorite places.
Oh, yeah, it's
places.
One of my favorite places.
Are you sure you want to part with these ideas for free, James?
My entire life has been a bad business model.
Giving away things for free.
So I think at this point to start trying to turn that around is just it's a waste of time.
All right.
No, a waste
Please,
of time.
I'm going to throw them out there into the ether.
Entrepreneurs.
If someone executes,
okay.
Yes.
Take note.
Take it, grab it, use it.
Go back and listen to all of James's ideas. You can listen to this. We'll archive it online at thecurrent.org. You can replay it. It's wonderful, as always, to have you in, James. North Coast Nosh is now coming down the pike. So to remind everybody what this is and then give us the details.
So the North Coast Nosh, we bring together about 30 different local purveyors, you know, cheesemakers, bakers, chocolatiers, brewers. They all come together in one space and sample some of their most delicious stuff. It's a relatively small crowd, so you have an actual chance to connect with these people and ask about their businesses, ask about their product, have great conversations, great food and drink. We're doing one just coming right up now, February 23rd at the American Swedish Institute from 4 to 7 p.m. If you go to heavytable.com, there's a North Coast Nosh button in the upper right. Go ahead and click that. Learn more. It's so much fun. I always love going to Nosh's. They're a blast.
And you can certainly get there, of course, as always, by just going to thecurrent.org and checking out this morning's feature with James Norton, who writes for HeavyTable.com, a daily Twin Cities-based online magazine, passionately telling the stories of food and drink from roots to table in the upper Midwest. Always nice to see you, James. Thanks for coming in.
Likewise. Thanks so much.
It's Eating and Drinking on 89.3 The Current.